Hi, I'm Kathleen Dunn. You're listening to the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio for this last day of February the 28th. I am so happy to have this guest on. He was with us some time ago, and he's a true inspiration, Michael Norton. The book is 365 Ways to Change the World, How to Make a Difference One Day at a Time. It includes all kinds of suggestions on kindness, on sending books to people in prison, on reading, on helping to create schools all over the world, on giving up bottled water, on helping purify water in the parts of the world where people can't drink water because they may die from it, on buying local, on eating local, on the rainforest, on becoming an expert, giving up apathy, having a greener home, on Afghanistan. There's something on Afghanistan, on making someone smile, which I know Rita has done, and I'd like for her to tell you the story of which, how she's done. I like this quote from Aesop: no act of kindness, however small, is ever wasted. And that's what this book is about. You go to every day and there's something new to do or talk about at the breakfast table or at the dinner table. It is our thank you gift. Premium, we gotta call it a thank you gift, is a thank you gift. If you want to make the world a better place, you got to pledge this hour. And Michael's going to be with us in a moment, who put together this book and also has an interesting story to tell about how he decided not to be apathetic. Joining us in our studios in Milwaukee, Rhonda Fanning,
Hi,
Rita
Kathleen.
Thomas. Hello to both of you. I love this thank you gift because so many people have in their comments already on Pledge say WPR makes me a better person. I feel like I'm doing more things.
The world in general is
exactly
a better place with public radio.
I know it is. And now here's a way to really make the world a better place.
Right. This hour only, you get this handbook. It's an idea a day to make the world a better place right here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. So give us a call, 800-383-9772, or log on to WPR.org. $120 this hour is going to get you this Ideas a Day handbook to make the world a better place. And it just starts with you. You know, one person can make a difference. One person, one household. So please call. Make a difference to Wisconsin Public Radio today. 800-383-9772 or log on to WPR.org.
And you're going to make a difference by pledging to Wisconsin Public Radio and giving us your financial support. And when you do so, we have a challenge grant for this hour.
Fascinating, Rita.
Isn't that great?
About it.
Well, Rhonda, we have a challenge grant in the amount of $500. So when we reach our goal this hour of $10,000, which
$8,000.
$8,000. When we reach our goal this hour of $8,000, we will receive a challenge grant for $500. Aid us in achieving that goal. Dial 1-800-383-9772.
Oh, the phones are going.
Or go to WPR.org.
And that challenge grant comes from the Wisconsin Public Radio Advisory Board. So thank you to them. Let's get that $500 out of their hands. Our goal this hour is $8,000. Make that call. $120 is going to get you this book. 800-383-9772.
I've already followed some of this. I've adopted somebody in Africa who needed one of those microloans, you know, which we've talked about here.
We've done a show about that. Yeah.
Yeah, we did a show, and so I used this book and put her picture on my refrigerator, and I think about her every day, you know.
Aww.
It's just, there's so much to do here. There's something that reminded me of you, Rita, because I remember you telling the story. It was Teacher's Day or something. One of these is make someone smile, tell people how important they've been to you. I decided I was going to find one person a year and write them a letter and tell them how much they had changed my life. I wrote to my third grade teacher and said, you know, thank you for all you had taught me. I was visiting my parents on vacation. We went shopping. I heard my name being called, and my teacher ran up to me to say that when she and her husband read my letter, it made them both cry and that it was such a nice thing to have done. And you did that for your teacher. Wasn't it your third grade teacher, I think?
Actually, she was my fifth grade through eighth grade teacher. Yes, yes. Such a special woman. So I agree. It is very important. It also makes you feel good when you make someone else feel good. So you will make us feel great by calling 1-800-383-9772 and showing your support to Wisconsin Public Radio. You can also go to WPR.org. When you call that number, 1-800-383-9772, it only takes about no more than 5 minutes to give them the basic information about how much you would like to pledge, your contact information, and what method of payment you would like to use. You can also give your comments about the programs that we have here at Wisconsin Public Radio. Dial 1-800-383-9772.
We'd sure like to see the phones just ringing off the wall. I guarantee you that you'll use this book for years. It's just got great suggestions, websites, all over the place. Wow. So you'll become a much more informed global citizen. But all these ideas of places to go to donate books, to learn about things that are harmful to the environment, to kindness. Every day it's a new thing that you're able to do. And it's a wonderful book. It's 365 Ways to Change the World, How to Make a Difference One Day at a Time. Michael Norton is the author of it, and it's yours for $120 pledge. That's $120.
That's only $10 a month.
Exactly.
I spend $10 some days at you know, I'm not going to name the name, but at a coffee shop, a particular coffee shop. We know that Wisconsin Public Radio is well worth the $10 a month. Call 1-800-383-9772.
There go some phones. All right, make them ring again, Rhonda. We'll talk to Michael.
Idea a day here on the Ideas Network. Call now 800-383-9772 or log on to WPR.org.
Exactly. Show support to Wisconsin Public Radio. We know you appreciate the programming that we provide.
Yeah, thanks so much for being with us. And we are going to be talking now with Michael Norton. Michael is British. He's involved in humanitarian efforts all around the world. The book has been adapted for this country, for the United Kingdom, Australia, and India. He founded the Center for Innovation and Voluntary Action some years ago, and also the UK-based Directory of Social Change. He's also the author of other books, including the Worldwide Fundraisers Handbook. He lives in London. The suggestions in this book cover 12 important areas in which you can influence change, including in your local community as a consumer, making a cultural contribution, addressing problems like the environment, health, and human rights. You can go through the book day by day, which is kind of fun, or skip around and use the index to flip to the issues that really concern you most to help you take action. There's also a complimentary website link. And the website links are fantastic, so you can go to all kinds of places listed in this book. It is an inspiring, practical resource for making the world a better place one day at a time. Who could ask for anything more? Michael is with us right now. Hello, Michael.
Hi, that was absolutely brilliant.
Thanks. Now, what you've done is brilliant.
I thought I'd written a good book, but it's absolutely wonderful.
It is an absolutely wonderful book. It's just a terrific idea, and I appreciate so much all of the websites and all the creativity that went into this. It's an inspirational book.
Yeah, and what we've done, actually, is for each country, we've produced a book for that country. We've adapted it. It's a book for global citizens, but the book you've got is for global U.S. citizens, so a lot of U.S. websites and some things that are particularly of interest in the United States, like Juneteenth, for example, which is the celebration of the abolition of slavery.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we've adapted the book to be a U.S. book for U.S. readers. And I just got back from India, where the Indian edition was launched last week.
Oh, that's wonderful. I am so happy that you do what you do. Let's start with why we do this. I like this Aesop quote that I used early on. No act of kindness, however small, is ever wasted. And it may be something that guides all of the pages in the book. They are acts of kindness.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, acts of kindness to yourself as well. Because being nice to the world, being nice to other people, being nice to your environment and the community, you're actually being nice to yourself, because it makes you feel good. And one of the things I think is that changing the world, it shouldn't be a matter of feeling guilty and hard grind. It should be a matter of having a lot of fun and enjoyment.
Right. Tell us again, for those who didn't hear you the last time you were with us, Michael, because I loved your story. I mean, you talked about yourself as being kind of an average guy who did a good thing, and then you got hooked on the whole process.
Yeah, I mean, I got started, actually, by organizing English classes for immigrant kids as they were arriving in this country. And they came not knowing a word of English, mainly from the Indian subcontinent, but also from the Mediterranean. And I just did a simple thing. I rang up a school and said, could you let me have the names of some recently arrived families? I contacted some friends of mine and said, would you like to teach English? They said, how does one teach English? I said, I have no idea, but we'll do it. And we'll learn as we go along. And we did. And actually, teaching English is all about conversation. It's not about classroom teaching. And the nice thing was that people forged really nice, long-lasting friendships with the families they taught.
Mm-hmm.
And besides giving them English, they gave them a friend in a hostile or rather difficult country at a difficult time in their lives. And then I was a banker and then I was a publisher, and I decided to give it up and make a career in changing the world.
Hmm.
So that was when I was about 29, 30, a long time ago.
Oh my. Make a career in changing the world.
Yeah,
I love that description.
So I set up an organization which was rather similar to what you have in the US, the Foundation Center and the Grants and Chip Center, doing things to link people who are running nonprofits with information, advice, funding, and so on.
Mm-hmm.
And it was really successful. And after 20 years, I had my second retirement. I'm a serial retirer. And I started again. I had a desk, a table, and I was determined that it's ideas that change the world, not necessarily money. So you change the world with your brain, not your pocketbook.
Mm-hmm.
And I sat and thought, what would I really like to do? And one of the things I started to do was to encourage homeless people to think about what they wanted to do and to start volunteering for mostly their own community of homeless people, but to do something purposeful. And we set up a little group, and it eventually turned into a network of homeless self-help organizations.
Hmm.
And I got involved in India, and one thing and another led me to doing literacy work. So I produce, it's quite interesting, I produce and publish books in India, in a language which I can neither read nor understand, for a readership of illiterate women.
Oh my gosh.
The idea behind all this is that if you give people words in their life, they'll want to become literate.
Exactly.
If they become literate, they'll have a great chance of overcoming poverty.
Yes, yes.
So it's a nice project. We produce books on breastfeeding and dental hygiene and vermicomposting and growing carnations for profit and all sorts of things.
I like one of the ideas so much because, as you well know, in this country we have a very large prison population, and one of your suggestions is to send books to prisons.
Yeah, sure. And I mean, a lot of recycling, a lot of things that you have that you can find a way of giving someone else afterwards. So whatever you've got, when you've used it, someone else might want it.
Yes.
And I've just come back from India, and I was looking at village libraries. And what would be really great is to have computers in those libraries, partly because everyone wants to develop computer skills, and partly that the libraries will earn an income from training and, giving internet time. And it'll help sustain the libraries. It'll pay for the librarians.
Mm-hmm.
But in a way, you can't give your own computer to a library in India. It's too expensive to get it there. And computers are getting so cheap that what we'll do is we'll raise money locally and raise money in the UK and get over there.
Yeah. And help us take on, what I love about what you've done here is that you make it so accessible so that instead of looking at this huge, overwhelming issue of the number of people who can't go to school in the world, you figure out ways to help people to go to school in the world. And I just love that. But we see these stories all the time. Little school, got to walk 4 miles, 5 miles in order to get to school. You just give us an overview of what you've included in the book, Michael, that will help people go to school.
Yeah, well, firstly, there are lots of people who I've tried to profile ordinary people doing extraordinary things, not some of the bigwigs of the world, the Al Gores and the Bob Geldofs, but people just like you and me and everyone else who've decided that the world isn't good enough and will do something for it.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people go abroad and travel, and they go to a developing country, and they see that there are not enough schools or the schools are not good enough, and they find ways of supporting schools. So we've got things like shoebox gifts to schools in Iraq, collect all sorts of school materials, sort of mathematical instruments, paper, pencils, pens, whatever, scissors, and fill up a shoebox, and then there's an address to send it to send to a school in Iraq.
Mm-hmm.
We've got people who have sponsored a school in one way or another, And that's quite an easy thing to do. And there's an organization called Link Community Development, where if you want to get in touch with the school, it'll help you do that. You can even hitchhike to Morocco. and this is a fundraiser for Link Community Development. And when you get to Morocco, I've given a really interesting project you can go and visit. I think it's a dance project, as far as I remember. Mm. And just be inspired by what people are able to do. So, I mean, I've come across someone in the UK. He's aged 23, 24 now, and he's about to set up his fifth secondary school. That sort of, I don't know what you call it in the USA, that's 11 to 18.
High school.
In Uganda. He's just 23 years old. He funds it by organizing sponsored walks over London's bridges. And a lot of the kids who go on those walks are of African origin. So it's a really, really, really nice project. And he's showing that starting with the feeling that there needs to be better education, mm-hmm. you can actually do something. Mm-hmm. And then you go on and feel, well, I can change the whole world. And, you know, he's creating something called Universal Secondary Education, which not even the United Nations is up to yet. The Millennium Development Goals are for Universal Primary Education. Mm-hmm. But he asked himself a very simple question. What happens to kids age 11? They can't work. Mm-hmm. There's nothing mm-hmm. for them. There are no youth facilities, sports facilities. What do you do? Well, his idea was you set up a school. And included in that school is training them in entrepreneurship skills. Mm-hmm. So when they're ready to leave school, they can go and get a trade or a job. So it's really, really neat. And
it sure
one
is.
Ordinary guy, an ordinary Joe, age 21, started on this.
Yeah. We're going to welcome phone calls from Michael. Michael Norton is our guest, and his book is 365 Ways to Change the World, How to Make a Difference One Day at a Time. And it's filled with – there are all kinds of different areas in the book, so you can read it day by day because it's set up as a calendar. You can go to February 28 and look at what the thoughts are about changing the world today and then go to March 1st tomorrow. Or if you're particularly interested in certain areas, the themes of the book are community and neighborhood, culture and creativity, democracy and human rights, discrimination, employment and enterprise, the environment, globalization and consumerism, health, international development, peace, volunteering and citizenship, and young people. So it's a book about how ordinary Joes and Jills can set about doing extraordinary things in their lifetimes. And it is, I should also tell you, our premium thank you for you this hour for your pledge of $120 or more. And the pledge number is 800-383-9772 of all hours, because I think in some way we try to go about changing the world too by becoming better informed about a variety of issues that you just don't hear about in the kind of depth or with the kind of caring that you hear about here. So please call and pledge this hour as well. 800-383-9772 or WPR.org. And if you'd like to join us on air this hour, we would love to have you do that. 800-486-8655. 800-486-8655. Michael joining us by phone from London, which is where he lives. He is involved in humanitarian efforts all over the world. I'm Kathleen Dunn. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Michael Norton is our guest, and we certainly welcome phone calls on air for him as we set about changing the world this hour. The number is 800-486-8655, 800-486-8655. If you're joining us in Milwaukee, it is 414-227-2050, 414-227-2050 for you to join our on-air conversation today. Michael, what are some of the – some of these are just fun lists as well. I hate these things that get overpackaged. Everything's overpackaged. You got the styrofoam over the plastic, over the paper, et cetera, et cetera. One of the days, I think it's June 1st, is there are 10 things that you should just never buy again.
Yeah. styrofoam. Go on shopping. And this is from Co-op America and styrofoam cups. Styrofoam's forever. It's not biodegradable. Don't be a mug. Use a mug. So if you go into Starbucks these days, I think they have a scheme for selling you mugs and reusing them.
Oh, do they?
Yeah.
Clever.
I think so. And paper towels, bleached coffee filters, overpackaged food. In the UK, we have a thing called the Women's Institute, which is very middle of the road, very middle class, ladies. I don't know if anyone saw the film Calendar Girls. It was about a Women's Institute group.
Yes.
And Helen Mirren was in that as well.
Oh, that's right. Helen Mirren was in that. I forgot.
Yeah. And the Women's Institute in this country organized a Take It Back Day when you took back to your supermarket all the unwanted packaging and you just left it there and said, we don't want this. We don't want overpackaged goods. And we want you to know that we think that you are using too much packaging. So it goes on and on. Hardwood products, chemical pesticides, household cleaning fluids. A lot of websites actually give you recipes for making simple fluids out of non-toxic stuff. I mean, vinegar and water clean most things, actually. higher octane gasoline than you need. Toys made with PVC, plastic forks and spoons, etc., etc. Those are all the things we just throw away. And in my country, it's bad enough. In the US, you go into a restaurant and you're served with disposable knives, forks, plates, and whatever.
Mm-hmm.
It creates a mountain of waste because people feel it's cheaper not to wash up your plates, but to give you that. And you could either boycott those or tell the manager you think that they ought to change their policy. I mean, I do a fundraising training course from time to time, and the venue I do it in has all these disposable stuff, and I always make a point of ringing up the head of the house services and the director of the non-government non-profit that runs the centre, saying, I think this is awful. I think you should think about what you're doing. Maybe they do, but they haven't done anything yet. But the more people that speak up, the better.
Right, right.
I mean, I went to my local bookshop a few months ago, and they said last summer they noticed for the first time more customers were refusing plastic bags. And every plastic bag has a life of thousands of years. Pollutes beaches and the sea and gets ingested into cows and suffocates and so on. Why are we doing this? Why don't we have sort of Hessian bags, cotton bags, linen bags, canvas bags, whatever, and go shopping with them?
Let's welcome phone calls for Michael Norton, author of 365 Ways to Change the World, How to Make a Difference One Day at a Time. Mary from Madison is our first caller, Michael. Hi, Mary.
Hi, thank you for having me on the air today. I'm calling about a project that I'm getting ready to start, and it has to do with environmentalism. And in today's society, so many people are reliant on cars. And what I am doing is I'm taking a road trip to increase awareness on vegetable oil-run cars. And they're diesel cars that can be converted pretty easily to run on vegetable oil, so that way people can still continue to drive but not harm the environment as would be on regular petroleum gas.
Yeah, that's great. I myself drive an electric car, which I think is similar, but I think it does pollute the environment indirectly because the power station has to produce the electricity. But there's no urban pollution, and it's great. Really like it.
Are those easier? We did a show on that just a couple of days ago, Michael. Are electric cars easier to come by in the UK?
Well, we have an Indian-made car, which it's quite tiny, actually, and it's supposed to seat four people. I'm 6'3", so I find it difficult getting into it. Once I'm in it, it's fine.
Mm-hmm.
We had a Ford, which was produced in Norway. It's called Ford Think. But they decided they didn't want to keep them running on the road. There was a great outcry, and Greenpeace ran a campaign to stop them being scrapped. But instead, they were all shipped back to Norway because it was uneconomic to have sort of 500 of them in different countries. But coming up are the sort of next generation of them with bigger batteries, longer-lasting batteries, so that cars can go faster and further.
Right.
There are super models. I think one is being produced in California now, which costs $100,000, but that's not for ordinary mortals like me to
no,
use.
No, I'm sure it's not.
But, in cities where pollution is a problem, then electric cars are great. And if you use green electricity, which is sort of wind-generated electricity or sort of dams, hydroelectric, whatever. It is completely carbon dioxide free.
Mm-hmm. Thanks, Mary, so much for your call.
And can I just talk a little bit about the vegetable oil project that I'm doing?
Sure.
To increase awareness. We're talking to kids around the local Madison area and just telling them how curries can be converted and what ways that it can help an environment. And we're actually taking a 6,200-mile road trip around the country in order to talk to more people and make this more
Yeah, well, why don't you contact my website, 365act.com, and leave me your email and or a short description, and I'll write it up.
Terrific.
Inspiration to other people. You know, a lot of change happens because we hear or meet people who are doing really interesting things.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that project's really nice, really neat project.
Okay, thank you very much. Okay.
Thanks, Mary. And it's 365act.com, Michael?
Yes.
Okay, great. Thanks, Mary, so much for the call. We have another Mary calling from Leland, Wisconsin. Hi, Mary.
Hi, good morning. It's so wonderful to talk to you, and it's just such a wonderful sounding book, so I can hardly wait to get that. I go to Haiti as a small part of a medical mission that is based out of Wisconsin.
Hmm.
And as we go there, there really is no infrastructure for the maintaining of the roads or the systems. There's nobody to pick up the garbage. And so as you travel down the roads, you see all the plastic and all of the things that are brought into the country, and there's nothing to do with them. And so we look at that and we think, oh, isn't that terrible? But in addition to that, because we do a medical mission, we bring in our own supplies. There are no supplies there. There's no ability to have clean water, to wash instruments or anything like that. So much of the things that we bring in to protect ourselves against community-acquired and hospital-acquired and all those kind of blood-borne diseases are disposable. And so as we leave there, we leave behind this huge mountain of garbage.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's just a very good example of how we have just become immune to looking at what we actually do produce because it goes away. Here in the United States, in Wisconsin, in Leland, it goes away every week and I never see it again.
Right.
But there, we
right. Interesting point.
Can I point out two things? They're not in the book, but they'll be in the next edition because I've just come across them. One is in Finland, there's a litter movement, and you can look it up on Google. And I think it encourages people to pick up one piece of litter a day, just as a starting point. Because if we all did that, then there'd be no litter. And if you start picking up litter, you get worried about dropping it as well. So you stop dropping, start picking up. And then there's a really interesting man in Wales. He's known affectionately as Rob the Rubbish. He's a retired social worker. He's aged about 59 or 60 now. And he was in his home looking out the window, seeing the absolutely fabulously beautiful Welsh mountains, looking at the street and seeing litter on it. So every morning at 6 o'clock, he got up. He got a sort of a fluorescent jacket, some calipers, gloves, and black plastic bags, and he just started picking up rubbish in his town. And then in the afternoons, he would go up to the mountainside and go along the trails and do the same thing. And so word got around, and he was asked to then clean up the highest mountain in Britain, which is called Ben Nevis. And he's most recently been invited to Edinburgh Space Camp to help clean it. A simple act of one person picking up litter could create a litter movement around the world. I teased him that he should franchise himself. He's called Rob the Rubbish, because in Wales you are sort of Brian the Milk and Rob the Rubbish. You know, your job is your family name. So he's known now as Rob the Rubbish, and he's got his jacket says Rob the Rubbish. And there could be Rob the Rubbish is everywhere.
Yeah.
People who want to do something about litter and just do it.
Well, thank you so much for your call, Mary, and for the work you're doing. It's terrific. April is next from Bayfield. Hi, April.
Hi. I'd just like to make a comment and a suggestion and bring a problem that I've seen full force up in our area. It's the people that are coming out of prison aren't having anywhere to live. The probation and parole offices are just setting them out without any program, any type of, you know, future plans or anything. And these people are coming. I'm a member of Alcohol Anonymous. And the people are coming into our program and begging people for places to live and things like that because, you know, they have no resources when they get out. And it's been causing a lot of problems in the community because these people are coming out of prison. They're unhealthy when they come out of prison, and they're going into people's homes and causing unhealthy situations. And I'm a member of a nonprofit group up here, ran in Red Cliff, Wisconsin, and it's called First American Prevention Center. And we had two young boys that got the idea to start a support group for all of the men that are coming out of prison.
Wonderful.
And so I just wanted to say that people, nonprofit is the key to all of this if you're wanting to make changes. It's real easy to get into. Many churches will have the licenses that you can go under, and it's the definite key to being able to help.
Mm-hmm. Michael?
Yeah, I mean, that's absolutely great. And I just wanted to quote you something from the front of my book. It's a lovely lady called Jean Gump, who in the 1960s, I think, chained herself to Minuteman missiles because she was thought it was madness that there was mutually assured destruction. And she said, don't leave it to the guy next door to create change, do it yourself. And change happens because someone does something. Mm-hmm. You see a problem, you find a solution.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that story is absolutely great. And, you know, the kids coming out of prison deserve better than they're getting because if they don't, they'll go back to prison, their lives will be ruined forever.
Right.
If you get them at that critical time and do something, give them love, give them a halfway house of some sort, give them support in that very difficult period, they will rebuild their lives. And some will go on to great things. One of the people I'm quite friendly with in the UK has was in prison for I don't know what, and when he got out, he's now become a leader of the black community in his area, and he's set up something called the Hackney Warriors, which is a basketball team, and it's doing great stuff, and maybe they'll even win the Olympics when it comes to London. But, you know, he was strong enough to change his own future. But a lot of kids coming out of prison need a lot of help.
Mm-hmm.
And otherwise, we all pay for it because they'll go back to prison. There'll be a burden on us and the state and whatever.
Yeah.
And so someone showing a bit of love, a bit of concern, a bit of creativity, doing something, that's absolutely great.
Mm-hmm.
Well done.
Yeah, well done is right. Thanks so much for your call. I want Michael to say a few words about bottled water because when we were talking about how much money we spend a day on fancy-dancy coffee, we all spend a lot of money on bottled water, and that's something that's in this book as well. So I want him to say a few words about that in a moment on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. A few words from Michael on bottled water as you are about to take a sip from your bottled water, and you may want to change that today. Michael is the author of this book that could change the world, 365 Ways to Change the World, How to Make a Difference One Day at a Time. And it's now, Michael, as you can tell, is from London, and he also lives in London. So this book now has been published with a U.S. kind of edition with all the websites for those of us who live here, the U.K., Australia, and India. It is also, we're in a pledge drive. Could I give you the number? Because some of you are going to be itching to get this book. For those of you who can give us a gift of $120, well, then you can just go out and change the world. 800-383-9772 is the number, 800-383-9772 or WPR.org. Just a couple words, Mike. We have to ask for money so we can carry on with the business of changing the world on bottled water.
Yeah. Well, the world bottled water industry is about $25 billion a year.
Wow.
Wow. And the United Nations say that it will cost around $20 billion a year to fix the water problem in the world because a third of people just don't have access to clean, fresh water.
Yeah.
So they have to travel miles, get dirty water, all the diseases and so on. And reflect on that next time you go to a posh restaurant and order some bottled water. But, you know, you have the luxury of buying that, and some people have no water at all. So one thing you can do is to not buy it and to donate the money to a water project. Also, bottled water creates congestion and pollution. It's got to be brought to you, so you're also doing your bit for the environment. I went over to the Netherlands the other day, and I met with a group that have created a bottled water brand called No, spelled N-E-A-U, so it sounds a bit like Evian and Perrier, very French. And No Water contains no water. It's an empty bottle with a message.
Oh!
And the message says, this is why you should not drink bottled water. And I'm going to be launching it in the United Kingdom. And if anyone's interested in launching it in the United States, a much bigger market, all money will go to water projects in the world. And I think it's a great idea. And we want to extend that by having sort of glass carafes or jugs in restaurants, where the restaurant will put an optional charge of £1 or $2, whatever, on your bill, and for serving you tap water rather than bottled water, and that that money will go to charitable projects, including water projects in the world. So, you know, you can be really creative, and the whole thing about bottled water, you know, I was just outraged by the injustice in the world. My wife kept drinking bottled water, but she's now been converted, and not only that, she now converts other people as well to the idea that when we go to a restaurant, we ask for tap water with ice and lemon, perhaps. In the United States, you're more used to that than we are in the UK. In the UK, you go into a restaurant, they don't give you tap water.
Right,
they
yes.
They wait for you to... Right. To order bottled water, they put pressure on you to do it, and it's up to $10 a bottle sometimes.
Oh my gosh!
Yeah, so it's, you know, that $10. I'd rather not give it to a restaurant to buy something I don't want to drink, but
right.
rather give it to people in the world who
right.
need to have something to drink.
Yeah, well, I'm sure glad you're living, Michael. Thank you so much for being with us. I hope we can chat with you again down the road.
Anytime, Kathleen. Thank you.
Thanks, Michael. Thank you. Michael Norton, the book is 365 Ways to Change the World, How to Make a Difference One Day at a Time. And you can hear from listening to Michael how much there is in this book. It's not just a simple list of things. He's been all over the world. He's kept track of people who are doing innovative projects all over the world as well, and it's filled with websites. So if you pick your particular area, you'll know exactly how to go about changing the world. He'll help you. Can't ask for much more than that. And it's your pledge. If you call us, and I think that many of you listening this hour will be inspired to call and pledge $120, we'll be happy to send you 365 Ways to Change the World, 800-383-9772, only for the next 13 minutes. Not only can you got more than 13 minutes to change the world, but the book for that pledge for the next 13 minutes. Rhonda Fanning, producer of the program, Rita Thomas, who produces for us as well, have joined me in our studios in Milwaukee. I love this guy. I love the guy. He's just so filled with information, and he's just setting about doing wonderful things, and then people call, and they talk about the wonderful things they're doing. And
he's sharing that information with you in this book.
Right.
If you call now, it'll only take a couple of minutes. 800-383-9772. $120 is going to get you the book this hour only. Or you can log on to WPR.org. Only a few questions. It'll only take a few minutes. You can decide how you want to pay. It could be all at once on a credit card. You could have it drafted out of your checking account monthly. I think it breaks down to about $10 a month. Very simple. Give us a call, 800-383-9772.
Yes, why wait until later? Call right now and support Wisconsin Public Radio at 1-800-383-9772 or go to the web, WPR.org. That program was truly remarkable.
Because, isn't it wonderful?
Yes, yes. It talks about basically how we see things in the world that we know should be corrected or that we want to change, but we don't take that next step to do so. This is your chance, your opportunity, one of many, to call right now, make a pledge for something that matters to you. Dial 1-800-383-9772. Now is the time. Don't wait until later.
He does. The thing I like about the book and about him, and it's also true of what we do every day, is he makes you think. You know, we learn some things about bottled water. We learn some things about prisons and about the educational system or lack of education all over the world. He's a man who lives very consciously of what happens with everything, what happens with the junk that we use, which I think a lot of public radio listeners are concerned about. They're concerned about the way we walk on this earth.
Right.
And you're going to love it. It's a fun book, too, as well. $120 pledge. It is yours. Go change the world with everybody's blessings. 800-383-9772. We'd love to just hear those phones ring like crazy.
Extremely comprehensive book. A lot of you probably know some of the things in the book, but I bet you that you will not be aware of all 365 of them. And this hour, I need to remind everyone, we have 11 minutes left. We need to make our $8,000 goal because we have that challenge grant from the Wisconsin Public Radio Advisory Board of $500. If we make that $8,000 goal this hour, we have about 11 minutes left. So let me hear those phones ringing. Two things that people say all the time about changing the world: I am just one person, and how do I get started? This is the perfect way. You can be that one person, that one listener out there. You can start by changing Wisconsin Public Radio today with your pledge of $120, and you are going to get a book of 365 other ways to change the world. But you, that one listener, needs to start right now, this hour. Make that one pledge. Start today. Change the world. Change Wisconsin Public Radio.
Let's hear the phones call.
800-383-9772.
Don't be quiet. This is a book I know you're going to cherish for years and years. And as Rhonda said, it's not just ideas. The websites here are extremely valuable because they'll key you right into the country that you want to help or the organizations that are working in India or wherever.
This book is just a portal to other things out there and other resources for you. So call now. We need to make that challenge grant of $500. We have an $8,000 goal. We are $5,300 short of that, but we have plenty of time. So let's hear those phones ring. 800-383-9772.
And not only do we have to reach that goal, but we have listeners like you who care and appreciate Wisconsin Public Radio, because you know we bring you quality programming, and not only talk programs, live call-in talk programs that allow you to call and talk to guests, but also the news that we provide is very, very reliable. You know that you don't have to second guess what we're providing for you, what kind of information we're providing for you, and that is simply priceless, and we know you appreciate it. Dial 1-800-383-9772 or go to WPR.org. Make a pledge now.
And I don't want to stress enough, you know, there are certain books, and Rhonda and I, when we were talking about shows, I really wanted to have this guy on again because I thought that there was something unique about this book and something unique about him. Because
and so much to talk about that you can't do it in
well,
one hour.
Well, you can't,
right.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's impossible.
Describes it. You know, he's an ordinary Joe who's an extraordinary Joe, really, but he just got hooked on changing the world.
Right.
And he highlights people like this 21-year-old kid who's educating women in India, huge numbers, people who just want to do something to make things better.
And they're all about one person starting, getting an idea, and going with it. And here's a comprehensive list of 365 of those examples. I mean, August 3rd, for example, is this program I've never heard about. It's called Hello Peace. It's a project that provides free phone calls between Israelis and Palestinians.
Oh, my.
Wow.
I would never have known that.
Right. So, exactly.
And that's one of the 365. So please call now. Only $120. We have that challenge grant if we make our $8,000 goal. We've had a couple of calls. We're down to only needing $4,900 left. Plenty of time. 800-383-9772.
And Wisconsin Public Radio is a companion for you. We're there with you in your home or in your car, in your office, and you hear something new and learn something new every single day.
Yep.
And for $10 a month, I'm sure you can afford it and be able to get this book as well that is priceless. So dial 1-800-383-9772. It's not a book that necessarily just addresses issues that people are facing across the globe, but solutions and how you can help. Dial 1-800-383-9772.
You know, it would be fun to do sometime for those of you who are pledging today and get the book is we can talk about something that we've found in this book that we've done individually so then we could all join each other on the phone and talk
book,
about how we've changed the world.
Email us, pick out your favorites, let us know what they are.
Right, and what you've done.
Yeah, and we will contact the people, we'll put them on the radio, you'll get to talk to them. So call now, $120. 800-383-9772.
Little, we're inching up there.
I would love to thank Donna from Glendale. She said that she's been a longtime listener. This is where she gets real news, interesting topics, and interesting authors. She would be lost without WPR. So please, find your phone, 800-383-9772. We have 7 minutes left. We need $4,600 more. Let's get the phones ringing. I can hear them down there. Let's get a few more phone calls. 7 minutes left, 800-383-9772.
And again, Rhonda, we would like to thank those of you who have made pledges. We truly appreciate your support. It does matter. Over 31%, about 31% of the money here that supports Wisconsin Public Radio comes directly from you. And this hour, when we reach our $8,000 goal, which I'm sure we will receive a $500 challenge grant. Dial 1-800-383-9772 or go to WPR.org.
Thank you. Premium is wonderful this hour. 365 ways to change the world. And one of the ways that we go about changing things, too, is listening to public radio. It is a treasure in this country. It is just a treasure. We think of all the conversations we've had, how we've been informed, how we've been moved to take action on certain issues. This is the place. There's no other place like it. So a $120 pledge will be happy to send you off in the world and change the world, make it a better place. How to make a difference one day at a time. Pick your theme area, the area that is of most concern to you, or take it as a calendar and read it day by day. With your children, it's a good way to have them develop a sense of the world and what needs to be done to make lives better for people. 800-383-9772. We're at $4,000. We're halfway there. 6 minutes left. 800-383-9772.
And part of the reason why we don't see as much change as we possibly can in the world is because we wait for someone else to make the first step.
You're right, Rita. Yeah.
Do not wait in this case for your neighbor to call or a friend that you know also enjoys Wisconsin Public Radio. Today is the day for you to make that contribution. That whatever you can afford, dial 1-800-383-9772. Every single dollar counts and is very, very appreciated.
And this hour only, $120 is going to get you this book, 365 Ways to Change the World. A lot of the things in there are very indicative of the types of programs that we have on Wisconsin Public Radio. Kathleen mentioned before about the microloans. We had that show, I think it mentioned something about there in the book. Global warming issues. Just on Monday, we had the Who Killed the Electric Car documentary and people on there for that. I mean, it's just going to be a great book. If you love Wisconsin Public Radio, you are going to love each and every one of the 365 things that are listed in this book. And I can't stress enough that we are $3,400 away from meeting our goal of $8,000. We got 4 minutes. Please let us make that $8,000 so we get that $500 challenge grant from the Wisconsin Public Radio Advisory Board. If we don't make that goal, we are going to lose this money, and it's so important that we get each and every dollar that we can. So please pick up the phone, 800-383-9772. I hear those phones. Thank you so much for calling.
Thanks, everybody. I knew that you would like this one because of who you are, and we know somewhat who you are because you call us and contribute to this show in such a big fashion. $120 pledge, 365 ways to change the world, how to make a difference one day at a time. Michael Norton, who's done that for a number of years now, was our guest, and we'll have him on again. Go to the website as well, WPR.org. We're getting there, ladies, close to $5,000, but we got to keep moving.
We definitely will. And if you've made a pledge to Wisconsin Public Radio in the past, renew your membership with Wisconsin Public Radio. We still need your support. And we also need the support of new members. Dial 1-800-383-9772 or go to WPR.org.
$3,000 left so we can make that $8,000 goal and get that $500 challenge grant. A couple of minutes left. Give us a call, 800-383-9772. I'm sorry, I'm getting a little excited here. There's a couple of minutes left. Remember, you can pledge.
Right.
I'm sorry, I'm a little ahead of myself. You can pledge through the NPR News Break. And you can still get this great, wonderful book that is just going to add to your home library. It's a great reference book, An Idea a Day on the Ideas Network, 800-383-9772.
And we're so close
yes,
to that
goal.
Yes,
we are. We're getting there, everybody.
And I'm confident that you will dial 1-800-383-9772 or visit WPR.org. Call now. It only takes a matter of minutes.
Only 2,700 left. We are so close. Keep those phones ringing all throughout the NPR news break so we can get that $500 challenge grant. We are so close to our $8,000 goal, 800-383-9772, or log on, WPR.org. Sorry, Kathleen.
No, I just wanted to say that Sheila called to say thank you for inspiring us to care about the world and educating us on how to work toward making a difference.
That's great, Sheila.
Great
comment.
Right.
Sheila and LaCrosse, thank you.
800-383-9772. Pledge right now. Get the book. We want to reach the goal of $8,000, and we want to do it this hour, or WPR.org. Rhonda Fanning, producer of this program, thank you. And Rita Thomas. Thomas, producer, as well. Thank you so much
thanks,
for being
Kathleen.
With us. And
thank
you
to the listeners.
Thank you, listeners.
And
hard work.
Yeah, thanks, everybody. Thanks for all of your calls and pledges. We're getting there. Very close, very close.
We'll
we
make
need
it.
Give you a call. 800-383-9772, $120, and then you can go out and change the world one day at a time. Thanks, everybody. Thanks
thank you.
For being
thank
with
you.
Us. This is the Ideas Network.